This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That'll be this game's final act. Stevis's whistle does blow and the final score. Minnesota United 3, St. Louis City 2.
Well, it's been a while since City SC has brought us a victory. Why not tomorrow? Might as well be tomorrow. After losing to Minnesota 3-2 in the Open Cup on Wednesday, they got a match tomorrow, and we're looking forward to it. It'll be on Y98, and you should listen into it, and you'll be hearing this broadcaster. His name is Dale Shilley. He's part of the broadcast team with Joey Zanaboni. Also, the City SC's Academy Director as City gets ready for Colorado tomorrow. How's it going, Dale Shilley?
It's going well, but boy, too many of those endings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many of those highlight, or I don't want to say low light endings that I'm listening to on the intro.
Why can they not hang on to a lead? What's the deal?
Yeah, we thought we were pushing this one across the line the other day, up 2-1 and down into the final 10 minutes or so. And then Anthony Markkanic scores two goals, of former player.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so why? Why is that happening?
Yeah, I mean, like, what, as the coach, I think I asked you this last time, like, what do you say? Everybody knows what they need to do. Everybody knows what they're not doing. There's not really much a coach can do at this point, right?
Yeah, it's a strange one. You know, we talked about it, in the beginning, after a few games where it just felt like that when we were set up in a defensive structure, we were not going to create the chances we needed to score goals to win games. We were getting a lot of draws. Then we start putting a more attacking lineup on the field, and that created opportunities and goals. We got two the other night, but you give up three. So it's a hard balance, and you don't want to point at injuries and that, but it does. The lineup has been shuffled around, but we're short. We are. And we're in the middle of three games a week for a couple of weeks, and go to Colorado and play in altitude. This is as big of a challenge as what we've had so far this year. It doesn't look great right now. Although a couple of guys are starting to come back, which is cause for optimism. But it's been a tough grind.
Well, the roster is the roster. Is there something tactically they can do?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've messed a little bit on the defending side. We've messed a little bit on the attacking side. I will say that the other night, for the majority of the game, we played in a four-back system, so two center backs. For the majority of the year this year, we played with three center backs and a back five. So, maybe that's something that Coach Olof is is looking at for this weekend. I would think that based on the performance over the first 60 to 70 minutes, that would be a good move on his part. On the other side, I think we also have to say that Minnesota didn't start their top tier. I mean, they brought their top tier on trying to save their legs for their upcoming game this weekend, and they were able, because of the victory on us on Saturday, they were able to rest some of their better players until they needed them, brought them on for the last 20 minutes of the game, and the game turned at that point. So, yeah, I mean, even though we were ahead, we'd like to think it was because of structure and organization, but also the fact is that, you know, they had their top five players waiting on the sideline to come in once they needed them.
Dale, as a coach, like if you were in this position, like what could you do? Like, you mentioned about a little bit pushing the more of an offensive approach and then taking a more defensive approach. Would you just shake it up completely and say, we're doing something completely different? What would you do in this spot?
Yeah, if it was me, and love it when you ask me it that way, Amy.
Well, this doesn't put you in a bad position, does
yeah.
it?
Dale, can I put you on the spot here?
What would you want me to do?
There you go. What I would do is I would continue in the four-back system that we played the other night, and I would start with defending higher up the field and really try to focus in on winning the ball in the middle third of the field and drawing a line with our back fours to keep the game nice and tight. Let Roman Berkey step out of his net a little bit since he's so good with his feet, and let him start beyond the 18-yard line to deal with any balls that are getting played over the top and any through balls, that kind of stuff. And that way, when we win the ball, we can maybe counterattack and get forward and try to create some easier chances. It's a very difficult thing to try to create opportunities if you don't have a real sound defensive structure, not the type of defensive structure that keeps the other team away from the goal, but a defensive structure that sets you up a little bit higher up the field so you can get to the goal quicker, maybe create some opportunities that don't take 15 or 20 passes to get there. You can get there in three or four. So that's where I would start right now. I would just try to move I would focus on the defending side, but I would start it higher up the field, and the defensive focus would be to create goals, not to prevent them.
Oh, so would you recommend giving up fewer goals?
My gosh. He's such a dork.
Yeah. That would be good, because you're not going to win many when you give up three.
Okay.
Then we gave up three to Minnesota twice. And, you're not going to win many games when you give up three goals.
Hey, Dale, we saw this with the Blues when Craig Berube was fired, and I love Craig Berube. That guy was so sad to see him go. Jim Montgomery, also a great coach. But there is that new coach bump where you're kind of on a high because you have your new coach. We didn't really see that with City, or maybe I missed it and it showed other ways in the scoreboard. But what do you think, and are you kind of surprised we didn't see that, like, new coach bump?
Yeah, I would say mostly, Amy, you see the bump on the a mid-season change.
Okay.
Because what happens is when a coach is hired in between seasons, he has a full preseason with the team. They've got a handful of games in the preseason. They've got a month to 6 weeks together.
There's no real shock to the system.
That, I'm going
to
prove it to coach what I can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's more of a mid-season situation or phenomenon than what you would see when you start the season off.
Gotcha. So what's the deal with this Colorado team, and is it possible we can win a game here?
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. When you walk into the Colorado Stadium, it's a difficult place to play because of altitude. When you walk into the stadium, you get off the bus, you walk down the hall and into the locker room, and they have a mural on the wall with the mountains and that kind of stuff. And then they have like a two or three sentence statement that says, welcome to Colorado. You are at 5,600 and whatever feet. And here are the signs that you're going to feel. Here's what you're going to feel physically when you start running in the altitude. And then they list out what you're going to start to feel. So they have three or four different of those signs and murals across the stadium where the visiting team gets to read them as they walk to the field, walk into their locker room, that kind of stuff. It's a tough place to play.
That's a
Colorado's
head game.
Decent.
That's a head game, isn't it? They're putting that into your head just so you know. Hey,
yeah,
just, you're going to not be able to breathe.
Sports question, sports guys. Yeah. This is the type of stupid debate I would have with my friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. You know, you sit there for too long and you're just talking and arguing.
Buffalo Wild Wings?
We used to go there all the time and have could we beat Kentucky in basketball if they had slippery socks and oven mitts on? Like that type of argument. So it's hard to play basketball in slippery socks. But Dale, and Ron, you chip in. Going to Colorado to play. All the pro teams do it. Soccer, football, basketball, hockey, baseball. Which one do you think is the toughest to play at elevation? Which one do you feel it the most?
Yeah, I would think soccer and basketball would have to be the two that would. Although hockey, man, but they're on for short stints. Mm-hmm. My guess would be hockey and soccer.
Well,
what do you think?
I would say soccer because it's the summer. I would have said football, except it is in the winter and
they get oxygen.
I think there's more. They get oxygen on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but isn't there more oxygen, like a higher concentration of it when it's colder?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you still feel
elevation in the cold.
Well, yeah, of course you still feel it.
But that makes sense. And I would say this.
I think you can handle it better if it's cool.
A lot of like runners, right, train at elevation, but they don't sprint at elevation because you can't do it. It doesn't do anything for the system. You can't breathe. And if soccer is both endurance and sprinting, and obviously hockey is sprinting, basketball. But man, that would be tough. Yeah. I don't know which one's the toughest to play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, it is hard, though. I mean, we saw it the first year we were out there. The first 20 minutes, we were really good. Hmm. We were ahead in the game. And all of a sudden, at the 20-minute mark, you could just see the guys completely lose their legs. Hmm. And it took a while for them to find them back again. I remember Roman being unbelievable in goal in that game. And I can't recall whether we won the game 1-0 or they scored late. But Roman had to stand on his head to help us get the point or the win because the guys just lost their legs. So it's very difficult. But, we'll see. We'll see how we hold up and if we can adjust.
What's happening with City SC Academy?
You know, it's been a strange situation in that we haven't had games we didn't have a game last week, and we don't have games this week. So it's been quiet, but teams are doing well. We've had three of the four teams, well, actually all four teams, make the playoffs. Two of the teams have qualified for nationals. We have one more team that is currently in first place in their conference, so they get a result here next weekend, and they'll qualify for nationals. So it's been good from a team perspective, and a number of the guys are now jumped up into the two-team program, playing and getting minutes with the second team. Second team's doing well. Had a good win against Minnesota last week, and they play Portland tonight here at the stadium for the two-team.
Dale Shilley, as always, we appreciate your time. We expect a win tomorrow. So next week we can talk about that win.
We will deliver, and hopefully we get to hear a different ending to the game from Joey.
I know. He is distraught.
Yeah.
He is so sad.
Yeah. Poor guy. When the game is over.
Right, well, thank you.
And when the game is over and he makes that final call, does he put his head in his hands and just sit there for a moment?
Yeah, and he's down on his knees and his head's on the countertop.
Yep.
Oh, that's awful. That's worse than I thought.
It just says, let me lie down for a minute.
Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Dale Shilley.
All right. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.